The 2 weeks in Hawaii passed by entirely too quickly. Before I knew it, it was time for Sarah to head off to Monaco and for me to head back home.
It's a shame our two flights don't take us at least back to the mainland before we have to part.
Yes, but that would have been more expensive. Besides, I was sorely tempted to simply follow you around the world.
Oh, Star, you know how much Dipper misses you when you're gone. He needs you more than I.
You're right, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? At this time, we will be boarding Flight 148 to Seattle. We would like to first board all first cabin passengers, any passengers with children, or anyone needing special assistance. Flight 148 to Seattle will begin boarding now.
Oh, there's my flight. Take care, Star. I'll be home before you know it. And since my phone works all over the world, you can call me anytime.
I love you, Sarah. Never forget that.
I love you too, Star. You take care.
This is your final boarding call for Flight 148 to Seattle. At this time, we would like to board all first-class passengers, any passengers with children or anyone needing special assistance.
I watched as Sarah entered the plane, then went to find a good place where I could watch it take off. My plane wasn't scheduled to leave for another hour, but I wanted to hold on to Sarah, even in my mind, for as long as I could. Be safe, Sarah. I love you so much. Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with
sunlight above. My cup runneth over.